AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. DigitalOcean's 38-week signal faces a participation test after a 112.8% quarter. DOCN remains near the top of its 52-week range, but lighter volume and fading activity pressure make confirmation the next issue. For the software infrastructure name, research brief. DigitalOcean closed the week ended 19 June at $173.3 USD, up 1.7% on the week and 9.3% over 4 weeks. The larger move remains striking, with a 112.8% 12-week gain and a 533.3% 52-week advance, leaving the stock 7.6% below its 187.5 USD high. ShareMaestro's read is balanced rather than outright aggressive. The trend backdrop is active for a 38-week streak. Price is 97.2% above the weekly trend line, and relative strength remains positive. But volume was only 0.6x the 13-week average, and activity pressure has cooled over the past month. DOCN finished at 173.3 USD, 91.2% of the way through its 52-week range, and 7.6% below the high. The trend signal remains active for a 38-week streak, with price 97.2% above the 87.84 USD trend line. Volume was thin at 11.8 million shares, equal to 0.6x the 13-week average of 20.3 million and 0.8x the 52-week average of 15.0 million. Software infrastructure breadth is selective. Only 39.0% of industry peers have active trend signals, and 22.0% show positive relative strength, even as activity pressure breadth sits at 78.0%. Risk evidence is mixed, with 17.0% recent weekly return volatility versus an 11.7% one-year baseline and 8 recent reversal markers. Price action remains powerful, but no longer early. DigitalOcean's weekly advance was modest at 1.7%, but it came on top of a sharp prior move. The stock is up 9.3% over 4 weeks, 112.8% over 12 weeks, and 264.6% over 26 weeks, leaving it near the upper end of its annual range. The latest close of 173.3 USD sits well above the 52-week low of 25.56 USD and only 7.6% below the 187.5 USD high. The distance from ShareMaestro's reference levels is now large. DOCN trades 97.2% above its 87.84 USD trend line and 283.7% above ShareMaestro fair value at 45.16 USD. That confirms strong premium demand, but it also means the stock has less valuation cushion if momentum or participation weakens. Trend signal is active, while confirmation has cooled. The weekly trend backdrop remains constructive, with 38 active weeks and 73.1% trend breadth for the stock's own signal history. Activity pressure is still positive at 1.40, and relative leadership is elevated at 144.61. Keeping the setup in the opportunity column rather than the breakdown column. The nuance is that both gauges have lost force. Activity pressure is down 17.1% over 4 weeks. Relative leadership is down 11.0%. And the signal state shows no fresh buy. That combination argues for a continuation watch rather than assuming the recent pace can repeat without stronger evidence. Sector strength helps, but the industry group is narrow. DOCN sits in U.S. technology, where the broader sector remains supportive. Technology posted an average weekly gain of 1.05%, a 4-week gain of 4.12%, and a 12-week gain of 53.78%, with 69.0% trend breadth and 86.0% positive market dynamics breadth. Relative strength breadth is thinner at 53.0%, suggesting gains are still being concentrated in selected winners. The industry context is more selective. In U.S. software infrastructure, DOCN's 1.7% weekly gain slightly outpaced the 1.38% industry average, while its 9.3% 4-week gain was well ahead of the 1.72% group average. Its 112.8% 12-week return ranks 6th in the industry packet. But only 39.0% of peers have active trend signals, and just 22.0% show positive relative strength. DigitalOcean is therefore acting better than the group, but the group itself is not broadly confirmed. Volume and volatility define the next test. Participation is the clearest weak spot in the latest week. DOCN traded 11.8 million shares, below the 13-week average of 20.3 million, and below the 52-week average of 15.0 million. That 0.6x volume ratio matters, because the stock is still near high territory after a large advance, where follow-through usually needs broader participation to look durable. Risk is not one-sided, but it is elevated. The 52-week record shows 32 up weeks against 20 down weeks, with the average gain at 9.7% versus an average loss of 4.6%. Recent volatility, however, is running at 17.0% compared with an 11.7% one-year baseline. And the recent smart money tape includes 8 reversal markers. What to watch next is straightforward: whether DOCN can keep holding well above the trend line, whether activity pressure stabilizes after its 4-week fade, and whether volume moves towards stronger confirmation, particularly above 1.5 times average participation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.